แล้วit blooms and it has little the little birds on there that that you put in garlic. We had big garlic this tall. We had sage and different kinds of herbs that you season with.
Mm-hmm.
And we were had strawberries. We didn't grow any other berries but strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
The huckleberries grow wild, you know. Huckleberries and blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
We used to make jellies and all kinds of jellies and preserves, and we had pear orchard, peach orchard, apple orchard,
mm-hmm.
plums.
This, what kind of peach is it that you know, you can just break open and take the seed out of it?
Freestone.
Mm-hmm.
Freestone peaches.
Do you have any of those?
Oh yes, we had Freestone and the other kind too.
Mm-hmm.
Clingstone.
Clingstone peach.
That was one thing my father didn't mind spending his money for, was plenty of fruit trees.
Mm-hmm.
And we had every kind of peaches nearly. We had several varieties of apples and several varieties of pears. There's a pear that ripens in June that's just out of this world. I've forgotten now what it's called. It wasn't a Bartlett pear, but we had Bartlett pears.
Mm-hmm.
Those were great big pears, and you keep pull them off the tree. And I would stay in the house there 2-3 days, and they were just like, just as mellow as anybody, as juicy as anybody would want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Just delicious. And then all kinds of peaches and Albertas, and we had what called Indian peach that it was a freestone. Mm-hmm. You break it open and it was just red, rich looking inside as well as all through there. We call it an Indian peach.
Mm-hmm. What kind of peach is it that is almost like the opposite of a freestone peach?
Clingstone.
Mm-hmm.
Clingstone. The meat of the peach clings to the seed.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't come free when you break it open.
No.
The fact is, you can't break that open, you have to cut it off.
Pretty.
We had grapes,
uh-huh.
Several varieties of grapes.
What did you call the, when you were small, what did you call the inside part of the apple that you usually threw?
Core.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever use that for anything? Or?
Oh, yes. They are good for making pies, and if we had numbers of them to ripen at one time, we'd cut them off and dry them in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
A big large board table or something to put them in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And dry them and put them up in a flour bag or some kind of a cloth bag and use them for stewed fruits. Mm-hmm. During the winter.
What did you call them when they dried? Did you have a name for them? You know,
dried fruit.
Just dried fruit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dried apples, dried peaches.
Tell me, what did you ever have any nuts on your farm?
Well, we had a pecan tree or two, but people didn't grow pecans as freely as they do now. We have a large pecan tree out here now that one limb on it.